The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Bob. Lynn will be in a little bit here today on the 10th of February, 7:05 in the morning in the news. Top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
How was your Super Bowl?
It was good.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your Super Bowl?
It was good. I stayed at home, had some people over. And
oh, okay. Thought it was a mediocre game at best.
Yeah, it was.
At best. Anyway.
A little boring.
Anything national today?
National Flannel Day.
Plano?
Flannel.
Oh, flannel.
Flannel
okay.
Shirts.
Got it. All right.
It's National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
I'm sure they must be tasty, but it sounds...
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Hey, today's weather is... Looks like rain today, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. And tonight, a little around 44. Tomorrow, rain. Wednesday night, rain. And highs of 57, lows in, low 40s. Matt starts clearing up on Thursday, Friday, but Friday night, a slight chance of rain. Saturday, a chance of rain. And looks like rain coming through Washington's birthday, through next week, through next Monday. So, does this sound funny to me? Wait a minute. Test.
It sounds low.
Does it?
Yeah,
you mean
I have
low
I mean,
like what?
Like the volume, the main volume. Because I have you, I have you up pretty high.
Yeah, well, I'm having to turn down my my phones here, my earphones, because it's loud. Anyway, right. But is it coming across okay?
Yeah.
You're quite loud in my ears.
I can't hear myself. Okay. Oh, there I am. Okay.
Well, let me fix
now
that.
Now I'm really loud.
Yep, let me fix that.
Thank you.
How's that?
Yeah, there we go. That works.
And how about you, Kat?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Is it too loud?
No, it's fine.
And you sound good, in my earphones.
Anyway, that's the weather. So it's going to be rainy, except for, Thursday, sunny, and the rest of the time it's going to be rainy. Off and on rain. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, gives outstanding service to its customers, discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, I'm here with Catherine Hunt.
Yes.
Whom we call Cat Hunt. And Julia Cronin, who has the membership. No,
I'm curator.
You're the curator. You're the curator. You're the membership.
I don't do membership. She doesn't do membership either.
What do you do?
I'm a marketing coordinator.
I knew it was something like that. Start with an M, membership marketing. So what's going on, you two, at Turtle Bay?
Well, we have some really great exhibits going on that has just opened. So we have Thomas Mangelson, the A Life in the Wild, which is 40 amazing beautiful large format photography pieces,
yes,
done by renowned artist or photographer Thomas Mangelson. And you probably, if you don't even know his name, you probably know his art, with the Catch of the Day being one of his most famous pieces, where a grizzly bear has a salmon jumping into its mouth. It's probably
everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it. It's in commercials. It's great.
And then we also have extreme sports going on. That is an exhibit about what people do to
rock climbing, surfing,
all the extreme sports. And it's just a really cool interactive exhibit where we have a VR. It's What else do we have in there?
Okay, so the gist of that particular exhibition is getting inside the heads of extreme athletes. So you're not just experiencing the sports, you're seeing what it is that these people go through and go to and how come they can do these things and what it is that it takes.
Rock climbing?
And I rock climbed with my dad when I was a little kid, and I'm not a rock climber. My dad was an avid rock climber.
I rock climbed, too.
Is that one of the...
Yeah, there's not a climbing wall, but there is a hanging wall. You get to test yourself to see how long you can keep your grip. There's a slack line. There's all these other experiences in there. Some of them are virtual and some are physical. And the idea is, do you have what it takes both physically? Because a lot of people have the physical prowess to do something, but they don't have the mental prowess to become an ultra marathoner, for instance.
Yeah.
And how people feel when they do these extreme sports. Are they chasing the adrenaline, the rush of climbing up El Capitan with no ropes?
Only been one person that's done that.
Yeah.
There was only one before, and they did a documentary on this guy, and it was scary.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the people, though, that were filming it, they were up there, too. But they had to do it in such a way they didn't interfere with him, and which got to be very difficult. And you're talking about El Capitan without a rope, free climbing, solo.
And that's
you think about that.
Crazy people, in my mind. But at the same time, it's not crazy people. They're just people who are wired very differently from how I am.
The guy would live in a van, in a van in the park, and would just look at the. And he tried it one time. I mean, he tried it several times, but he couldn't do it with ropes. And then that one day, he decided, I'm going for it.
And then how people feel when they do these extreme sports and. So, the kids have been loving it. They just want to come back and.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, you're looking at things that you see people. You know, I went. You know, people that use these like bat suits.
The suits, yes.
And they jump off and they
fly.
They fly.
I've seen those, but.
Do they have parachutes on them?
I believe they do.
I mean, how else are they going to stop?
Right.
Exactly.
You've got to stop without hitting the trees.
Yeah.
But also, those aren't the only exhibitions we have up right now.
No,
we also opened an exhibition in the glass case in the main museum, for those of you who are familiar. It's called Blurred Boundaries, The Art of Meryl Salin. And Meryl she's turning 90 this year.
Wow.
She is a female woodworker who specialized in wood turning. And she sort of turned the entire art on its head when she started, because she focused on different things than male wood turners would focus on in the art. Like, her stuff is colorful. Most men don't do anything at the time. We're just focusing on the wood itself. She was focusing on how she could enhance form with color. She's very functional in what she makes. She is going to be at Cultural Cruise on April 3rd, talking about her art at 5:30, along with our guest curator, Alice Premsky, who is local. A lot of people here know Alice.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in the classroom. We're celebrating Meryl's birthday, and Meryl's going to give a talk on April 3rd at 5:30 in the museum, and it is free.
Okay.
And
we'll be talking about that more.
Yeah, and then Thomas is going to be there, too, but he's a ticketed event. And that's is that on the website, Kat?
Not yet.
Okay.
But it will be soon.
Yeah, so on the 11th of April, Thomas D. Mangelson, the photographer, will be here to talk about his work. So if you're a photographer...
How old is he now?
Or just a fan.
How old is Thomas?
I don't know. He's been doing this for 50 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Well, but he could have started when he was 20.
That's true.
He could still be a semi-young guy. I mean, but usually because when somebody's work has been around this long.
He's 80 years old.
He's 80. Okay, you picture him as being dead. Or
he's a very active guy.
Up there. But obviously he's still out making the rounds.
And speaking of extreme, he doesn't go to wildlife parks where they have captive animals for you to photograph. He's out in the Arctic or whatever for 40 days on an ice floe photographing bears in their natural habitat.
And the bears are looking at him as being part of their natural prey.
Long lens, that's all I'm going to say. So he's just out there waiting for the perfect photo.
Do you have a lens
photo?
That I could sit here and do it? Do you have a lens long enough so that I can, have a little popcorn, look at the polar bear? Okay.
Exactly. So,
Do you think you all, you've got such a great animal show.
We
wildlife,
do.
But it's all natural. Do you think you'd ever be, because I've heard people say this, why don't they have a, like a small not a zoo, but an animal housing area. Does that make sense?
We have the animals we have, and you'll have to talk to Sharon about
yeah.
that.
No, yeah. I was just yeah. wondering because, you know, Friday, Linda's holding a 103-pound snake. I don't know if y'all have seen that photo.
No.
From the guy came in from Wildlife Conservation.
Gabe. Yeah, he's a friend of Sharon's, yeah.
He's a friend of Sharon's because Sharon was exactly. In fact, a bunch of the Turtle Bay people yep. were there with some of his animals.
At the logging conference, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but this was down at Mutual of Omaha.
That's right.
Judy
yeah.
Maxwell uh-huh. Insurance and Financial. And people got to come up and pet the snake, do the capybara, the world's largest rodent. Yep. Have you
oh,
seen that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be 50 pounds.
Yep.
And it's thriving down in South America. But that was real. That also, you see that, and people are so interested in it. However, it's not exactly what you all do.
Well, Gabe raises his animals for different reasons as well.
Yeah. Well, these are all rescues.
Right, and so
everything.
Are ours.
Yeah,
and,
true.
But it's a very different atmosphere and plan.
It is.
And, like, you know, we've actually gotten it. Gabe was the person who got us the reindeer when we had them at Garden of Lights.
Yeah.
So very
wow.
a very different environment for the – that's just – it's not what Turtle Bay does. So Sharon –
you're right.
Yeah,
it,
Sharon
it
can really explain yeah. that to you better. But you can get a behind the scenes and sit with the beaver in your lap.
Which is so amazing.
And you can. Plus, you've got a number of animals that probably just don't make it into the wildlife show, too.
And, oh, yeah, we have over 100
You've got
animals.
Rattlesnakes. You've got all types of
yeah,
things.
We,
see,
yeah.
that's what, you know, yeah. so we do have the animals. It's just, it's not as a.
We're not petting the rattlesnakes.
We're not petting the rattlesnakes.
No.
And we have to take a quick break. And I'm here with Turtle Bay, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Every date comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. I'm here with Turtle Bay and Catherine Hunt and Julia Cronin.
Hi, good morning.
Julia,
good morning.
Of course, is the exhibits director.
Curator.
And,
Curatrix.
And Catherine Hunt is anybody I say she is, but obviously not membership.
She has many, many hats.
She has many hats.
We all wear many hats at Turtle Bay.
Okay. So all the stuff that's going on now, you've got in the final, we kind of got the finals out of last month with the, or did we, for the
Garden of Lights.
Garden of Lights. I mean, something like 80,000 again. Was it something like that?
For attendance? Yeah, I think so.
It was close to that. Yeah, and it was really well received. Because it did not rain at the beginning.
It was a great exhibit. But yeah, then we ran into a rain.
But people don't seem to care at the end.
People still come.
It's when it rains at the beginning that they don't come.
Yeah, and when you get the type of rain that, you know, you're floating your kids in a canoe to get them through. And that was what Linda and I were concerned about. So, gosh, look at all this rain. People are going to miss this. Well, obviously they didn't.
They didn't. And it was a fantastic exhibition. It was just really well done. It gets better every year. We add things. I think people don't know that. They're like, oh, I went in 2020. No, you have not seen Garden of Lights.
It's new every year.
Right.
Yeah. And like this year you had like the Forest Cathedral or something like that.
The cathedral started last year, but they really amped it up this year.
I didn't notice it. Well, if I did notice it last year, I may have, but this year it was really noticeable.
The really great thing are the igloos that you can rent.
Oh, gosh. We had one.
So you rent an igloo, you get up to 8 people, and you're there all night. You can put your stuff somewhere safe because there are people wandering around making sure no one's going in your igloo. It comes with pizza from Mosaic and soft beverages, and of course you can buy alcoholic beverages.
And somebody will come over and take your order.
Exactly.
We'll take your order, and you know, if you want to have a reindeer cocktail or whatever it is, with little lights on the bottom.
And we have great signature merchandise for the event that you can, you know, your kids can take home, you know, and you can take home.
Yeah.
And it's just
it's not
fun.
Just pizza you can get there.
No, you can get lots of other food.
It's just pizza in the igloo.
Yeah, that's the part that's included.
Yeah, but you can get, it was tri-tip and everything.
Yeah, Mosaic does a really good spread for that. And with the food trucks, we're really lucky.
Okay, so, but that's over. But guess what, guys? It'll be again next year.
Yeah. Well, and if you really have to come out and hang out at Turtle Bay in the evening and eat really good food and rent at not an igloo, what do you call them? Lantern lounges.
Yeah.
A lantern lounge. Go to the website because pretty quick we're going to be posting the dates. We don't have them yet for Glowing Wild, which is our spring event in the garden.
I was going to ask you about that, because that kind of coincides around where the rodeo is. But
yes,
we've learned to coexist with the rodeo.
It worked really well last year.
It worked great last year. You know, we get thousands down there. We got to find a way of funneling them from the rodeo, because now it's dark. Funneling them straight across, you know, maybe some lighted pathways.
Where you must attend Glowing Wild.
You know, you get two.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. The city is replacing the lights along the walkway right now.
Well, that's
so we're
nice.
Going to have better lighting down there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We're excited about that.
You don't have to have X-ray vision.
Exactly.
So every year.
So that's coming. And every year that's different.
Yes. Every year we get new lanterns at Glowing Wild, and I'm really excited to have the lanterns this year because we're going to have an Egypt area.
Wow.
There's going to be dinosaurs. There's going to be a Madagascar area. It's just amazing to see the images that they've sent over. And the one T-Rex is going to have fire coming out. Well, okay, not fire, but it's going to be lighted smoke, but it's still going to be really
cool. Yeah,
let's
not set the Ark Garden on fire.
Well, let me tell you, as much as I enjoy Garden of Lights, and I thoroughly enjoy it, Linda and I love it. We go at least twice, sometimes more. Your Glowing Wild really is cool. I mean, last year I just sat there and stared at the puffer fish.
It's also beautiful during the day.
Yes.
Once it's up and running, that's the other thing.
You can walk through the gardens. It's going to be a $5 donation, free for members. But, yeah, you can go in and you can see.
Day.
Yes, during the day.
You hear the sounds. They had the kookaburra going.
Yeah.
By the way, I had a kookaburra the other day, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
You know, the kookaburra has its own sound.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
It's the Bushman's alarm clock.
Yeah,
in Australia.
So, but you could hear that at the Glowing Wild too. Okay, so that's coming
in spring.
In spring. We just don't know exact time.
Turtlebay.org. Turtlebay.org.
There you go. Now let's talk about membership here. Even though neither one of you in the membership, for a family membership cost
$120.
That includes two adults
and
four children.
Yes.
Somebody argued with me about that the other
time. It doesn't even need to be your four kids.
That's right.
It could be random children off the street.
That's right. But they've got to be under 18.
Right.
Yes.
Because when you're 18, you're an adult.
If you can vote, you can be an adult at Turtle Bay.
And so that's
a whole show right there. But anyway, go on.
You get unlimited visits to the museum, which include all of our amazing exhibits, Thomas Mangelson, Extreme Sports, Famous Artist Student Art Show.
Any exhibit during the year.
And you also get access discounts on some of our big events like Glowing Wild and Redding Garden of Lights.
You also get to go see the animals.
Yes.
And when they put them on, when they have their shows.
Absolutely.
And you get to go see the lorikeets.
Yes.
Now, I will tell you that it costs you $2.
For a nectar cup.
For a nectar cup, which is a great deal.
Take a lorikeet to lunch.
That's all they eat is nectar. And if you're really quick and parents aren't watching, you pour a little bit on some kid's head. And then the lorikeets just flock him, and he's happy. Little kid's happy.
And in the summer, that includes the butterfly house.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you know, we're talking about it now. Yes, it's February, but it's coming. So this is a time now is to buy your family package.
And when you remember it. Starts from the day you buy it. It's not an annual membership that maybe you only got 3 months out of because it renews in January.
It is
an annual thing. Yeah. And if you don't know if you want to become a member, you can actually check out a membership at the library and use it. We have passes down there that you can check out, like a library book.
Yeah.
Use them to check them out. And also, I believe we're still offering a discounted membership if you purchase it when you have the pass in your hand.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I have to check that one out. But the front desk knows. But we were doing that. Because that's some commitment there.
Yes.
Well, you know what? And that's a good idea. So, see, you're not sure. Go down to the library when it opens up again.
Try it out.
And try it out.
Yeah.
And then you'll buy it because it is such a great deal.
Yeah, it really is.
And I mean, especially as the summer approaches, but now is always good, too, because you see the exhibits. But as the summer approaches, kids can go down there every day and, you know, have things to do.
Just wait till you see the summer
shows. Events. Yeah, and then you have different events, too.
Yeah. And the exhibitions change out about every 3 months, so you can come back frequently.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, you get discount on merchandise.
Yep.
You get discount on programs. You get discount on other event admission. You also find out first about everything because you get a member's e-blast from Kat.
Yes, that's what I do.
That's what she does.
That's what
and
Kat does.
You find out on Facebook because you're connected with us there. You find out you get a member calendar to put on your fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a member calendar in my fridge and I work there.
Discounts on plant talks at our nursery.
And plants.
Discounts on our art workshop. So it's just a really great
People need
value.
I know we got to run here, but the arborist that you have, it has classes on how to grow area-friendly
plant. California
when
native.
When I say, California native, but area friendly in the sense of, hey, it's going to be hot.
Yes.
So, but you can still have these great flowering plants because they're built for this.
Yeah. And you can see them in the gardens thriving before you buy them.
Yeah. In fact, when you're, you know, a couple of times I've gone over there and just, you know, dug them up and put them in our yard.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Do not do this at home. Of course, I'm just kidding. Don't try this at home. Only a professional can do that.
But you can go to the nursery and buy them.
You can because you look at them. Oh, obviously it's working. So this must work in my yard.
Right.
And they will tell you how to grow it. They're not just going to sell it to you.
I've killed a cactus. I have killed a cactus garden one time. Okay? You have too.
I killed a cactus garden too.
Well, you know what it is I left for a few weeks, and the person that was coming in, you know, just came in and said, oh, and watered them. And you're not supposed to water them.
That's how we killed them in my
and
house.
And somebody came in and watered them and killed them. And I'm like, how do you kill 15 cactuses?
And you drown them.
You drown them. Thank you very much.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you so much for having us today.
And Julia Cronin. No, I love y'all coming in and talking about everything that's going on. So much stuff going on.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can't wait to go down there and see those folks. I got to see the original. Well, it's not the original, probably. But, that photo of
the catch of the day.
The catch of the day.
And it is massive on the wall.
Oh, it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, no, these pieces are, as the person who took them out of the crates, they're really big.
Okay. Okay, so these are... Oh.
They're huge.
Oh, okay, so you can really study
them. You can walk into some of them.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number 2 sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number 2 sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Mendiva's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mendiva's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mendiva's Cabinets.
Fondo, the local pros who know Medina's cabinets. Fondo, the local.
530-365-8108 or visit MandinasCabinets.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Tuesday, the 10th of February, 7:35 in the morning here with Carl and Bot. Linda will be in about, 20 minutes. She was up at 5:30 and doing things, and so she'll be in here at 8. Good morning, everybody. It is, a Tuesday. Yeah, we were traveling back yesterday. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 4 times in a row. And the reason? They are the best. You can't find a better selection of jewelry at better prices than at Four Winds Jewelry. Everything you can imagine and more. Plus, being the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, they got it all. They can do it all in that one shop. Been there over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, great people. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, let's get into it. I have to ask, was there a more mediocre Super Bowl than what we watched Sunday?
I don't know. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, $35,000 for some of the tickets to go there. I think the average price was well over $3,000 a ticket. And that was, you figure the average price. So you had nosebleed seats that were $2,000. The cheapest ticket, I think, was $2,500. So you go there and you watch the Seahawks pummel. What's the kid's name? Drake May. Drake May. Pummeled him. He looked like he was, he looked like he had just walked out into the big boys' schoolyard during recess. A couple of times.
Did you see the stat about the Patriots?
No.
So out of their 17 games, 11 of those games were coaches that were fired.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean,
The thing, too. They lost four games. They won four games year before last and four games before that. And so the new coach comes in, takes them, and they went from winning four to winning something like, 16 games? 16, 17 games. Right. Now, what they do for parity, from what I understand, is you play people with seasons kind of like yours. You don't play the guys that are 14 and 5 or 15. You're playing the other four and 11 and 4 and 12, whatever, how many games they play, or less. And so you play them, so you've got a better chance. Plus you get higher draft picks. So this year, they won 17 games, at least. 17 games, get into the Super Bowl against the Seahawks, who played much better teams, if you look at it. So Drake May was going to have a pretty good day. He was going to have to be on, and he wasn't. I mean, he was constantly being knocked down, and you got to look at their offensive line. Their left tackle and left guard and Drake May, here's their ages, 21, 22, and 23, going against guys that are 30 and bigger. So, now, a lot of consternation about halftime. I will admit that it is the first Super Bowl that I've ever watched that I couldn't understand. It was in another language. But then Lady Gaga got on, and I couldn't understand her because maybe it was the room I was in. Who was it? Ricky Martin. And then there were things that were being done. Now, I do not understand Spanish, but I understand that Bad Bunny was saying things that if he'd been saying in English, it would have offended 80% more of the people. It maybe offended 20% of the people that could understand it. But I don't know. I have not seen the translation of what he's saying. I have read what he had, you know, from people that said, this is what he said. So that caused consternation. And then, when he said, God bless America, I went, yeah. And that caused consternation too with other people because they said, well, he named every country in South America and North America. Well, yeah. I mean, he said, God bless America. I understand that. And I see where I have good friends that are, Hispanic and Native American and all these. And they thought it was a wonderful, wonderful halftime. So, now, for the first time, there was an opposing halftime entertainment, and that was a Turning Point concert with Kid Rock and many others. And from what I understand, I've heard anywhere from 5 million has been the least that I've seen reported, and that was out of USA Today, who would probably take the least, to 23 million that were watching that. I don't know. I don't know how you could tell that unless they've got, you know, for people watching TV, how many people tuned out? But a lot of times during halftime, I don't watch it. I don't watch it anyway because, you know, you're moving around and you've been sitting there watching the game. It was a different halftime. The question is how many people did it offend and how many people loved it? There's a lot of things I see that are in English that offend me. I think that this was a big, big reach for the NFL. And I think that Bad Bunny, who is one of the most popular entertainers, won the Grammy this year, most sold things. And I guess he does most of his music in Spanish, so I don't understand why that would be a problem. I mean, that shouldn't have been a surprise to anybody. But, frankly, I've got other things on my mind, whether it's Bad Bunny or Kid Rock. So, here's one thing we're really happy about, though. Did you hear about this? That Reading is one of the best places, ranks among America's best small towns. Well, here we go. Yeah, best small cities. Reading ranks among America's best small cities, and out of 205 cities, it's Milken's Institute's 2026 economic breakdown of large and small cities names Reading 14th among 205 small cities. We were the only city in California to crack the top 50. Whoa. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you knew about that, my friends. They used 13 metrics related to short and long-term growth trends in the labor market to base its rankings. It also considered the performance of high-tech sectors and communities. Strong wage growth and job growth from 2019 to 2024 helped propel Reading, said Maggie Swidick, Senior Director of Research and lead author of the report. Reading does comparatively well, but it still faces challenges or risk ahead, so that is something to keep in mind. St. George, Utah was the best performing small metropolitan area after finishing in the top five every year since 2016. If you've ever been there, St. George, Utah, okay, a lot of the people, they used to live in Palm Springs, the stars, directors, producers, all those people, they migrated to St. George, Utah, gosh, decades ago. And they brought with them money and ideas. Reading, rounding out the top 10 small communities were Idaho Falls, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Bend, Oregon, Pocatello, Idaho, Helena, Montana, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Logan, Utah, Midland, Texas, and Auburn, Opelika, in Alabama. So you had one, two, three, and three Idaho towns in the small cities area. And Reading was one of only eight small cities in California that were ranked. El Centro, Yuba City, Hartford, Chico, Napa, San Rafael, and Santa Cruz. And they were all, I think the highest there was 52. So what we did well was education, healthcare, jobs. And Reading's been a healthcare hub for surrounding communities. People working in the education and health services sector captured almost a fourth of the population in Reading. Reading also did well in high tech with management and consulting positions in this category. The title of this year's report, Best Performing Cities 2026, Resilience in a Cooling Economy. Yeah. So, and then, Reading's ranking was hurt by its lack of affordable housing. All eight of the California cities that made the list had a housing affordability of 187 or lower. So that was been the problem. So we were 198 in housing affordabilities in small cities, which is interesting because we're a small city. Because people from big cities are coming here as fast as they can. All right, let's take a quick break. And have you ever had a Everglades pizza? Well, I'm going to tell you.
No.
I'm going to tell you all about it when we get back.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number 2 sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number 2 sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, according to Best in the North State, best talk radio station in the North State. Thank you very much. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us all over the world if you choose. If you thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, I know a lot of people are. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Just go visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about these rebates. Okay. What did I promise you? An Everglades pizza, right? Okay, as soon as I find it. Okay, what is that? Okay, this is in Florida. Have you heard of the problems that they've had with invasive species? You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
Well, what it is, you know, somebody, when their pythons got, or boa constrictors got too big, they just turned them out loose in the Everglades. And then, because they had no enemies, and they have dozens of eggs that they hatch every year, it has wiped out the swamp rabbit in many areas, the deer. So then the Everglades cougar, which is smaller, has left most of the Everglades because there's no prey left. And they hunt down the pythons. They have a big thing where, you know, you get paid by the length and the pound or something, or by the pound. And then you get to keep the meat. But the skin. And the skins are valuable in the sense they use for boots and all types of stuff. But there's another invasive species. It's called the iguana. And you've seen iguanas before. They are prolific throughout Florida. They burrow into the sides of the canals. They're everywhere. And they've got iguana hunters. Dozens and go on YouTube and look up iguana hunters, and they hunt them with air rifles. Well, the one thing about iguanas is they're cold blooded. Okay, they're a reptile. When it gets cold, iguanas freeze up and they fall out of the trees. And there's warnings on their news that say, beware of falling iguanas. And this year, they've collected over 5,000 iguanas because of all the cold weather there. They fell out of the trees or just they found them on their yards or wherever. They're just, you know, frozen. Now, they're not dead. They're not dead. They're just in kind of like shock. So they tell you when you pick them up, you put them in a bag, and then you put them into a container. Then you bring them down to all these iguana collection stations and turn them in. However, videos are now showing millions of viewers into a North Palm Beach restaurant. And this guy, the owner of Buck's Coal-Fired Pizza, as they recreated the now viral Everglades Pizza one-off dish inspired by Florida's green iguanas. Iguana, venison, alligator, bacon, white pizza with cheese, finished with ranch. The topping drawing the most attention, of course, was the white meat in front is iguana meat. So they call them chicken of the trees. Guess what they taste like? Yeah. Chicken. Yeah, I know. He shows him, he's eating iguana at several viral posts. Don't hesitate to take another bite. They're absolutely delicious. I've been eating these for years. The meat tastes just like chicken. You would never know you're eating iguana. Would you eat iguana? I would. Come on.
I'd probably try it.
I've eaten snake. Have you ever eaten snake?
I have not eaten snake.
Snake kind of tastes like stringy chicken. Unless you get a big fat snake. I've never eaten a boa. All the ones I've eaten were like rattlesnake or, you know, not pythons or anything that big. It would seem like there'd be a lot of meat on them. But iguanas, yeah. And you can, I guess the ones that collect the iguanas, they're hired by, like, HOAs to come out to their communities and kill as many of them as they can because there's, you know, they're destroying the whole area. Digging into the canals, you know, and all types of things. Iguanas. Never think about it. But I saw that thing about beware falling iguanas last time they had a cold snap down there and they were falling out of the trees. Savannah, the lady's Guthrie, whose mom was taken. And this is, you know, this kind of happened right when we were leaving. So you try to follow it as much as you can. But this is Nancy Guthrie was taken out of her Tucson home 8 days ago now. Eight or nine, maybe today's the ninth day. She needs medication. She's got, you know, she's not well. She has heart problems. And they found, of course, they found some blood, not a lot of blood, but drops of blood that turned out to be hers, on the doorway that her pacemaker was detached from her phone. Phone was left there. And they've asked, you know, the FBI's in it. Everybody's in it searching. And they've said, we'll pay the $6 million ransom. And they arrested one person because that person, tried to, trick them. You know, it was a hoaxer trying to get money, but they got him right away. So here it is. The Savannah Guthrie, whom I was not familiar with, but I guess she's a host on the Today Show or something like that. And her brother and sister. And now, you know, and they have no suspects. They have no idea. At least that's what they're, that's what they're saying right now. So, have you seen this at all?
Yeah.
You've been following this?
I'm not really following it, but I've seen a little bit about it.
Yeah. This is terrible. She's what, 89? Something like that? In her 80s. And beautiful home down in Tucson. And, it makes you wonder about people. Did they think that maybe they didn't realize how big this was going to be? And Ms. Guthrie, God, you know, God hope not. But when they found out how big this got and how quickly this exploded, there's somebody out there that knows something. And a $50,000 reward. Why don't you bump it up to $500,000? How about $1 million? $1 million for information leading to the discovery of Ms. Guthrie and the people who took her. I mean, $50,000 because they're asking for $6 million. It looks like right now, but you ask for $1 million. There's somebody out there that knows something. That's if she's still in this country. I mean, they're close to the border, so it could be that. Who knows? I just hope it turns out, you know. And now, kind of, when you're listening to the things they're saying, now people are trying to read things into it. You know, do they know that their mom's not going to be found alive, and now they just want to be able to have her remains brought back? You know, you hate to think that too. So, Olympics. Really happy with the Olympics so far. We watched this young man, Ilya, who's the skater. Have you watched any of the Olympics?
I haven't watched too much of it yet.
Okay. He's a figure skater, and this guy is the only one that can do this four spin. He does four spins. When he leaps in the air, he does these spins. He's the only one in the world that can do it. He's what? Oh, Linda just came in and is telling me, giving me information. He's called the quad god because he's the only one that can do these four spins. And he scored like 200 points. The closest one was like 175. And he scored 200 points in his routine. This is how good this guy is. And his parents were, you know, they're Russian.
They were both professional skaters.
Skaters.
Yeah.
And I thought you said skiers. Skaters. And they told him, don't be a skater. We don't need another skater in the family. Well, it turns out
he and his sister skate.
He and his sister skate, and he is just a phenomenal. Plus, we had, you know, Breezy won the downhill. Leslie Vaughn, unfortunately.
Lindsey Vaughn.
Lindsey Vaughn, mm-hmm. unfortunately, broke her leg in one of her runs. So she's probably out of skiing now. I mean, she's the oldest one up there.
Well, you know, you
but
have
she
to,
had a shot at it.
You
she
have to admire the true grit of somebody who did have a major injury, rehabbed, came back, and said, I'm doing this. I'm going.
Got injured again and then still pushed it and caught her ski tip and, anyway, broke her leg. But I think our team's okay. I think our team's good. You know, I mean, they're representing us. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Casey Nurse, Shasta Reading.
Health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. Savannah Guthrie says she and her siblings are at an hour of desperation. 10 days and a couple of deadlines have passed, and the mother of the Today Show co-host is still missing. The status of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie is unknown as her family appeals for the public to come forward with any shred of information that might help law enforcement. Family members say they are willing to meet a ransom demand, but we know of no contact with the kidnappers. The Justice Department is allowing members of Congress to review unredacted files relating to the activities of the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
In a letter to lawmakers, the DOJ said members will have access to the more than 3 million files released by the department. To access the files, lawmakers will need to give the administration 24 hours notice, and they will be able to review the files on computers at the Department of Justice. Only lawmakers, not their staff, will have access to the files. President Trump wants to move on from the issue, but many questions remain about Epstein and his connections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All is far from well, and conditions are worsening in communist Cuba, where authorities warn airlines they may not be able to refuel on the island.
This is part of energy rationing as the Trump administration cuts Cuba off from its fuel sources. The shortage stems from U.S. political pressure severing Cuba's access to oil from Venezuela and Mexico. Shorter flights may not be affected, but long-haul routes face challenges. The energy crisis has led to reduced bank hours, suspended cultural events, and halted public transport. U.S. sanctions have long impacted Cuba, but recent measures have intensified the situation. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Dow rising further into record territory. The blue chip index is up 227 points. And the NASDAQ ahead 18. Townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. A lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high-interest debt, their fixed-rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. FellowshipHomeLoans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
President Trump is threatening to block the opening of a multi-billion dollar bridge linking Canada and the United States. Mr. Trump suggests the U.S. should assume ownership of half of the span.
In a lengthy social media post, Mr. Trump accused Canada of taking advantage of America. The bridge, which will connect Ontario and Michigan, has been entirely funded by the Canadian government. But Mr. Trump said he wouldn't allow it to open until, in his words, the U.S. had been fully compensated for everything Washington had given to Canada. It isn't clear what that means. The president criticized a range of Canadian trading practices, as well as Prime Minister Mark Carney's recent trip to Beijing. Mr. Trump again warned him against finalizing a trade deal with China.
That's BBC's Gabrielle Sungaleta.
Iranian security official Ali Larijani is traveling to Oman, the country currently mediating talks between Tehran and the U.S. over Iran's nuclear program. Townhall.com. Charges have been filed in the death of a Massachusetts police recruit.
A supervisor and three instructors with a Massachusetts State Police Tactical Unit have been indicted in connection with the death of a recruit following a boxing match during training. Enrique Delgado Garcia died at a hospital in 2024 after becoming unresponsive during a defensive tactics exercise. The charges include causing serious bodily injury and involuntary manslaughter. Delgado Garcia was 25 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
16-year-old student was shot and wounded in a high school in the Washington suburb of Rockville, Maryland. The victim last described as being hospitalized in stable condition. A suspect, another student, is in custody. Police in Rockville say they're still searching for the gun used in the attack, and investigators say the motive remains unclear. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, February the 2nd. No, it's February the 10th.
Oh, yeah, I was
2026. Well, I was looking at it wrong. Anyway, it's Tuesday. That's why. 8:05 in the morning and the news at top of the hour is always brought to you by, the Regional Medical Center.
Yes.
Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning. Oh, he can't talk because we're using
all of our microphones.
But today is National Flannel Day, which explains why I'm wearing my underwear that's made of flannel. It's warm.
Well, it is. We're going to read the weather.
Thank goodness it's not corduroy.
But it's Women's Heart Health Month, of course. February is always that. And we talk, we have some really interesting guests in the studio today with some very, very valuable information. Of course, Go Red is this Friday, sold out, held at, Wind River Resort and Casino in the main ballroom. And it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We have, Lynn Ann Foster here. We're going to get to our guests in a minute. But first, today it's going to be mostly cloudy, then rain with 60. Oh my goodness. I put the dog beds out and some of the, bedding because, you know, but anyway, that's all right. If it's wet, it's wet. 60 degrees, overnight lows of 44, rain then chance of rain again tonight. Wednesday, tomorrow calls for about 50% chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m. And Wednesday night looks like it's overnight lows of around 43. Thursday, mostly sunny, wonderful, 63, overnight lows of 37. Friday, mostly sunny, the day of the event, 64. So you ladies dressed up in your red dresses and your high heels don't have to worry about the muck. All right, Friday night. Friday night looks like it's a chance of rain, and then on Saturday as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business, 365-3793, for all of your gas and propane needs, where they always give discounts to seniors and veterans. With us this morning, Lynn Ann.
Good morning.
All right, let's turn the mic up there, buddy. Yeah. Okay. Good morning.
Loud enough?
That's
a first.
Lynn Ann handles all of the media and public relations there with Shasta Regional. And then Jessica Canby, who is a cardiologist and works in cardiology.
I'm a cardiology nurse practitioner.
Practitioner.
It's close.
Yeah, okay. You're right in there.
Kim Weatherby, who is the stroke expert here, is a nurse in this. Well, you're the head nurse there, right?
Yeah, I'm the stroke coordinator, so basically I run the stroke program.
I'm telling you, Carl, stroke queen wraps it up for me.
Yeah, stroke queen. We like that.
Extraordinaire.
There you go.
Extraordinaire.
There you
go. Okay, so.
You guys have a great.
Let's start off with
group of people.
What's going on, Lynette? We got the big thing happening Friday.
Friday go riding, yeah. I'm so excited about there. It's a first time ever at Wind River Event Center in the big ballroom. We're completely sold out. I even pushed for a little more room, and we got it. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Two nationally renowned cardiologists will be speaking specifically on women's heart health. And then we have a story of woman with that had a heart event that led to a stroke. Senator Megyn Dolley is going to be sharing for the very first time.
Oh, is Megan's going to be talking?
Yeah, her story.
Wow. Well, Carl, well, you're going to be there, so you get to hear it.
As you know, I don't. Maybe you don't know, but Senator Dolley had. It was a heart thing going. Mm-hmm. She was having a heart procedure, and then she had a stroke on the table.
Yeah.
And it's taken her a while to come back. Yeah. I mean, it did not affect her mind.
No.
But her ability to communicate, she had to kind of really work to regain that, from what
I
understand.
Well, she'll be probably doing, obviously, we'll get to hear her testimony on Friday, which will be very powerful.
Wow. Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn Ann, so that's this Friday. Congratulations on all that. I know how hard you work. And you showed up here this morning, too, because we have, this is your Shasta Regional Tuesday that we do that we love. Every time you come here, it just informs our listeners so much. And we heard that there was some wonderful news that we're going to hear from our stroke expert.
Thank you. She just went to a wonderful stroke conference and so came back with even more nuggets of knowledge than she typically has.
Oh, and we're talking about, of course, Kim Weatherby. Kim. Here's something I've always heard. It's that golden hour. Mm-hmm. Is that true? If you get a stroke, somebody that's had a stroke, into the hospital, into treatment, in that first 60 minutes, it's huge.
Well, to be honest, every 8 seconds you got to think of the billions of cells that die if you delay. So I hate to call it the golden hour.
Go ahead. Yep.
Because it's really... time is brain, so get there as soon as possible. There are limits in treatment. We have one medicine called a thrombolytic that you need to have within 4.5 hours of last known normal, so when your symptoms start. The other thrombectomy, which is to take the clot out, is typically within 24 hours. But the problem is the longer you wait, the more brain damage you get. So it's critical that you just get there.
Every minute.
Every second.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not saying, I'm having a stroke. I've got an hour. No. The game's about over.
You call it a golden hour because I think in the military, being 33 years as a Marine, you've used that term quite often. So maybe that's like you've got the golden hour when somebody's blown up.
We do use that. But I also heard is that...
What I see personally in practice, if you're there within 90 minutes, let's just throw a time out there, and your treatment begins in that 90 minutes, you do much better than if it's after that. But it just depends on how much collaterals, how healthy you are. There's multiple things that play into that, and that's part of why today, the one thing for sure that they talked repeatedly at the conference is prevention is the best treatment for stroke. Prevention.
And we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But what are some of the symptoms for people that they should know?
So we have BFAS or we can act fast. So fast is more like face. Do they have weakness on one side of the face or do they have an arm or leg specifically on one side? Can they speak? My brain's slow.
I heard that. Can you stick your tongue out and move it?
Okay, so tongue to me is not a good way to do it. Okay. Have them lift their arm. Have them smile. Are they talking appropriately? Do they know where they're at? I mean, do they have dizziness? And sometimes people will say, well, we weren't drinking, but they act like they're drunk.
Okay.
Or let's say they had one glass of wine and they're acting like they're drunk. So those are sometimes people think, or my arm feels like it's asleep, and so they don't come in because they think it's going to get better. And a lot of people that have strokes don't recognize it within themselves, so it's critical that when people are around them and you are able to recognize it, because the brain is like, oh, I'm great, it's damaged, so they're not always recognizing it within themselves.
The individual wants to believe that they're okay. My mom had a stroke, and we were in the car, and she was speaking perfectly normally, and all of a sudden she slid into this garble. And then she kind of recovered, but she still couldn't say any words that started with C. I don't know why we picked up on that immediately. Anyway, we got her to the hospital, Shasta Regional ER, called Kim, and she recovered fully. But it was in a second she changed.
Well, and that's why it's so important when we talk about symptoms. It's not especially for the victim. It's for everybody around them.
Exactly.
That notices it, so you can get them down to Kim and the crew down there, and so they can start that work. And even as fast as you get in there, maybe that's, you know, it doesn't, you know, it never comes back totally. Or it takes it a long time. I think Megan Daly's an example of this. It's been, what, 2 years? And but she's back now where she's out making, you know, appearances and speaking and all this. So, wow.
Yeah, there's lots of treatments afterwards that, you know, therapy, rehab, all these things, and your medication make a huge difference. And depending on what causes your stroke is another thing you have to look at, because secondary prevention is critical. So that's one thing we look at, what actually caused the stroke in the first place.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break, because we're talking about diet. Exercise.
Diet, exercise.
Smoking.
Hypertension is the number one risk factor for stroke.
So stress.
Stress. And the essential eights.
The essential eights, we'll talk about that when we get back. It is Women's Heart Health this month. And we are here with the fabulous team from Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is Carl and Linda Botta on KCNR 96.5 FM. Remember, if you hear something in the morning show that you want to hear back, you can always go to our archives at KCNR1460.com. And that's a golden nugget that I think is fabulous, because people are driving and they hear something and all of a sudden it rings a bell.
They had to get out of the car.
Yeah, and they're just, so listen back as well. We have to take a break and we'll be right back with our live show at the Shasta Regional featuring women's heart health with our experts after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in-store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to our Tuesday edition here. Very, very excited about this segment, this actual show that we're doing this morning on women's heart health with our experts here. Linnanne, you are...
Good morning,
Linnanne Foster, who is bringing us Go Red and such great information. Can you introduce the two wonderful experts that you brought into the station today one more time at the beginning of the segment?
I would be so happy to. So first of all, we have Kim Utherby, our stroke coordinator. I call her the stroke queen.
That's right.
If you have any doubt that you are having a stroke, that something's going on, you're not making sense, get to our emergency room and Kim will see you immediately. Also, we have Jessica Canaby, cardiology nurse practitioner. She rounds on all of our patients and has wonderful insights and information and also is very educated in specific to women's heart health.
And we're going to get to Jessica in a minute. But now, Kim, how do we prevent, what's the best way of preventing strokes? We know how to handle them. We know how to recognize them. How do we prevent them?
Healthy eating. Be active. Try to get good sleep. Go to the doctor so that you know what your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and your cholesterol are. Hypertension's the number one risk factor for stroke.
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
Okay.
So it's critical that we, cardiovascular, it's all the same, whether it's stroke or heart. These are all the same things you need to look at.
You need to visit your doctor. You know, people need to get your physical yearly or, like, in the VA, they bring me in twice a year. And... you know, do all your blood work. But people need to be able to be active, though, and to really make sure their blood pressure is under control. That's the silent killer.
Right. Blood sugar, because it's amazing to me how many people come in and say, I'm healthy, I've never had any issues. And the first thing we look at is their blood sugar, what their blood pressure trends, everything are. And we're like, well, you have hypertension, you have diabetes, and your cholesterol is out of control. Because you can't
feel
these.
Other than that, you're fine.
Yeah, other than that, but... This is why you are in here with a heart attack or a stroke, and we need to figure out how to get these under control so you don't have another one.
But you want to try to prevent it first. And you said there was a diet.
Well, the Mediterranean diet is really super easy to follow. But what we're talking about at the conference is the other thing to think, we call it the MIND diet, which is basically the Mediterranean and the DASH diet, which is overall the Mediterranean diet.
It's DASH.
So the DASH diet is basically they look at more reading your labels, making sure that your sodium is lower, and so you're looking at your portion control. So that's another thing. Always read your labels.
Are you telling me my ramen meals? Or?
Yeah.
Is that 100%?
Is that a hard no?
Is that 100%?
I wish, you know, so good for you guys to tell him, because when the wife tells him, it says blah, blah, blah. So it's good to hear it from other people.
Well, you can make your own ramen.
Exactly.
See, but it's the noodles are fine. It's the stuff you put in it.
The sodium
packet? Sodium packet. So you can have the noodles, but you can add your own flavors to it, and, you know, as long as it doesn't have the salt. You know, like chili powder and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, soup's not bad for you.
Yeah, that's okay. It's when you add, and because a lot of people live on ramen, when you add that packet, it's got like 843, it's got like, what, 40% of your salt for the whole day.
680 milligrams per, yeah.
Well, are you adding vegetables to the soup? No. Are you just eating the sodium packet and noodles?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
The preservatives, too. You know, these are things you can look at, but I try to make my own.
Well, preservatives are good, right? Because it preserves you.
Oh, my God.
It also causes inflammation, which is also very bad for you. So this is why one of the recommendations is to eat at home, you know, or so that you're not using processed food.
Okay, right. And I've read that. You know, people are saying, once I got off processed food,
which made all the difference in the world. Which could even be turkey. Or chicken that you buy in packets, you've got to be careful lunch meat. Yes.
Yeah, deli meats are filled with sodium. They're actually not good for you.
What about the rotisserie chicken?
Those, they generally add sodium to them. They add some preservatives to them. So you're better off if you can bake your chicken at home.
Okay. So going back then to the Mediterranean, what exactly is in the Mediterranean diet?
So you got to look at healthy lean proteins.
Okay.
A lot of it is, and beans, lentils. So like your lean protein is a lot of fish, but if you look, I kind of like to look at how to eat better, the American Heart Association on Essential 8. It shows
you
a plate.
Are you leaving that with us?
Yes,
okay.
I will leave this
Thank
with you.
You.
It's, and so a healthy lean protein and then fruit. So if you look at the plate, you have a smaller protein and fruit and then a large amount of vegetables. And then you have this little area for healthy oil. So olive oil is a big component of the Mediterranean diet.
It's a small amount of healthy fats. So two servings per day. A tablespoon of olive oil, a half of an avocado. Those are examples of healthy fats.
Yes, love my avocados.
Can
love
I just,
how do we
can
feel
I
about
just
peanut
take
butter?
A spoonful?
Yeah, how do we feel about peanut butter?
Like the natural peanut butter.
Yeah. So I think you have to be careful with the store-bought peanut butters. They can have a lot of oils, hydrogenated oils that I don't think are great for you. There are certain brands that I do like. Small amounts, though, a tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have no pasta or bread or anything like that on the Mediterranean.
Whole no, grains. You do. You have whole grains. It's smaller amounts, though. So in our diets that we have as Americans, a lot of the times we have this huge plate of pasta. We throw a little bit of vegetables on it, a little bit of meat, and we're like, we're eating healthy, right? But we don't need that much pasta.
Right.
It's
right.
a cup. It should be like a cup, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what I saw. If you want to have pasta, you can, but it's got to be like, you know, a cup or less.
And you need those carbs for brain health, correct?
You do need carbs. You know, so these diets that are without carbs are not good for you. You're putting your body under stress. Mm-hmm. You need healthy carbs. So there's carbs in fruit. There's carbs in vegetables. Those aren't bad. Those are good for us.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, I'm sure both of you or asked this frequently, for the mom or the grandmother or the woman working and just maybe can't bring the food. It's going to, you know, like a daily thing of a busy person that can't sit down and like cook or do these things. How do you prep for the week? What do you have with you?
So that's me. And I do enjoy talking to my patients about this. I'm super busy. I work over 50 hours a week. I'm at home. I try to get things done. I make chicken or fish a couple times a week, and I throw it in salads that I don't have to heat up so I can eat it at work, and sometimes I eat it at night too. I don't like cooking, but I do like being healthy.
Okay, so, and that's what, you know, like our daughter, what goes out when she shops, she's got a
like a menu.
A she has a menu.
And yeah, I'm not that organized.
And she'll cook ahead, you know, when the kids were home and everything, so they could just have that. But, I mean, if somebody wants to, they can do it. But I understand your question because we're crazy all the time. Mm-hmm. We end up having
like, do you have nuts?
Tomato soup.
Do you do walnuts? Do you do
little
cranberries? Yeah, the grab and go.
So walnuts are good for you. The almonds are good for you. They have some omega vitamins in them. But remember, it's a small amount, like less than the size of your palm.
Mm-hmm. You mean 25 walnuts is not good for you?
It's probably fine, but, there's better ways to get your nutrition. Yeah, you need to add some veggies in there.
Okay, are there eggs on the Mediterranean diet?
So egg whites are better. So the egg yolk has more cholesterol in it. I have a lot of people who just won't eat plain egg whites, and that's fine. I just try to encourage them maybe, you know, if you're having making three eggs, maybe just one yolk.
You know, and it's hard for us laymen. Is that you see this thing, don't eat eggs. And then a few years goes by, oh no, eggs are great. And then you come back, well, part of the eggs are great. And then, you know what I mean, it just keeps changing.
Yes, everything always is going to change. Get used to it.
So if I'm, I can't eat egg yolks. But that, again, is in moderation.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
If you don't have eggs every day, you have it a couple times a week.
Yeah,
I can understand eating three eggs a day could be a problem.
Right. Well, when we come back from this break, Jessica, I really would like to dive deeper into what it is to be a practitioner, a nurse practitioner in the cardiology field, about your studies and how you decided to go into you could have been in different things, but that has become your love, and we'd like to know why and about you when we come back.
Also, the fact how bacon is good for you.
Oh, yeah. I guess in moderation.
You're going to have like 3.5 minutes to come up with ways that bacon is good for you. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where we eat bacon, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. Let me tell you, I found them in 2007, never had a bad haircut. Love that place. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. Go in, get a great haircut, and you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. Two ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy and get yourself signed up. And that just makes sure that you pick Cypress Square Barbershop and don't get it confused with something else. You can make your appointment, then it sends you an email to remind you of it that day. Booksy works great. But this is Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Love that place. And we'll be right back.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 642.
Everybody calls us.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tours, produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every date comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
I've been
Okay, we're talking about
welcome
how we
welcome back can to you Free do Fire beans? Radio here
no.
in the. I'm
going
to go in the other room. And,
we're talking about
the estrogen
food.
In here has caused my.
No,
beans are great. Beans
no, this
great.
Is all about you too, Carl. Because we as wives well, and partners and sisters and daughters,
you got to take care of us.
Yeah,
I'm
the
sorry,
team effort.
Because
yeah.
it's a team effort.
So Lynn Ann was talking about the fact that she preps on Sunday. And so does your daughter, and how when you think about, like, what are you eating this week? I mean, there's already a stress taking off. Like, I would love to be able to send Carl to work with, here's your lunch. Mm-hmm. Here's your, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by?
What?
Four Winds Jewelry.
I already did that.
Okay. Judy Maxwell. Maxwell Insurance.
There you go.
Wednesday was Judy Maxwell's open house, and of course she had, you know, she had a boa constrictor, she had the reindeer, she had a kangaroo, you know, for her Mutual of Omaha friends. And Judy Maxwell, for all your insurance needs, she does our business insurance as well as some of our health insurance as well. She everything's under one roof. Everybody can do financial, any kind of insurance that you need. That's Maxwell Insurance, located on Hilltop Drive.
Absolutely. So, and our guests today are from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we have, of course, Lynn Ann Foster,
Lynn.
Who runs the publicity and outreach. And then Jessica Candyby,
mm-hmm.
that is the cardiac
nurse practitioner.
Nurse
yes,
practitioner.
That's big.
I had my P before. My
nurse practitioner is a big step up.
Well, it's kind of like you can do... Well, you can open me
you're
up.
In
then, probably,
when,
right?
yeah, you're in
yeah,
there when you're in
Yeah, you don't want me opening you up.
it's like fixing something. I can open it up. Doesn't mean it's all going back in the same direction. And then Kim Weatherby, who is the stroke queen, which means she's the one that takes care of you. She's in charge of all the nurses if you come in with a stroke.
And of course,
just came back from a big conference, and we talked about the Mediterranean diet, how your diet plays such a big part in your heart care and your stroke care. But now let's shift over to Jessica. How did you get involved in this area?
I mean, it really fell into my lap. I was an emergency department nurse for years before going back to school and becoming a nurse practitioner. And my first job as a nurse practitioner was in cardiology. And I'm so happy that it was, because I love what I do and I love cardiology. I don't get as many opportunities, but I love preventative medicine. I think that the things that we do in our life can prevent cardiovascular disease, and that's what we're here to talk about. Essentially, in women, of course. Now, cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of number one killer for women, right? More than breast cancer. So breast cancer gets a lot of hype.
Attention, yes.
It gets a lot of attention, but cardiovascular disease, I feel like, doesn't as much. Before I worked in cardiology, I never heard of mm-hmm. Women's Heart Month or that it was the number one cause.
Well, isn't it the number one cause of death in the United States, though, is heart problems?
Okay, yes. No. Yes.
But women, though, it tends to be more final for you all than as men.
So women tend to present later
okay.
for their heart attack, which computes to worse outcomes, right? If we let, like we talked about stroke, minutes matter, seconds matter. Same thing with the heart, right? So if we're not getting good blood supply to the brain, that brain tissue is not going to come back. Same thing with the heart. Okay? So, and women, and men too, but women can have more subtle signs of a heart attack, right? So it's not always that really strong chest pain, right? That the man in the meme is holding his chest and, you know, falling to the ground, whatever that is. It can just be a subtle chest pressure, right?
Okay.
So a lot of the times when I ask people, and I have gotten away from this, but when I first started, I would ask, are you having any chest pain?
Mm-hmm.
And the patient says, no, I'm not having any pain. And then you're like, what are you here for? Well, it's kind of a pressure, a squeezing, an ache. It's not pain.
And women have a tendency, let's just face it, you're tougher.
You
of course,
tendency,
of course we
well,
are.
No, I mean, I'm serious about
well,
that.
Well, and for the
that,
symptoms, that, we have pushing. All the reasons. Like, we're, yes, yeah. we're winded, we're tired, we have body aches. I mean, there's always a reason.
Well, you're also used to pushing through things. Mm-hmm. I mean, birth. I mean, all types of things. You take it in hand because you're the one that holds it together. And so, I mean, you actually had a nurse at the hospital having a full-blown heart attack, and it wasn't until you came down and said, "Come with me," and you took her to the emergency room that she discovered it. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Yeah.
I remember that. She
was
on the show
the
one
nurse,
time.
Yeah.
yeah, she was a nurse working at a desk. Yeah, I'm just not feeling well. So, a pressure in the chest, not necessarily a sharp ache.
Yeah, and yeah. that's the same for men. It's, yeah. you know, usually it's a chest discomfort, we'll say, right? It may radiate, it may not. So radiate means the pain moves up the neck, down the arm, jaw pain, tooth pain, that kind of thing. Shortness of breath is also a key indicator.
Okay. We had a guy sitting right here. Right where Linda's sitting, and two other doctors, it was during the Shasta Regional thing. And he talked about, yeah, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm not being able to walk up the hill like it because you walk every morning. Dr. Martinez goes, come in tomorrow. That was on a Tuesday. He went in Wednesday and Friday, he had a triple bypass. Yes.
Yep.
And we
yep.
all, Randall Hemplin, and he talks about it still. That because of that, little things. Mm-hmm. Shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath. So it's like, you know, I've been walking up this hill every day, and now all of a sudden, like, I have to stop halfway through. I just can't make it.
Yep.
Or you feel winded, you know, and mm-hmm. sometimes, I mean, we just traveled to Reno, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, I'm just winded because
elevation
I'm in an elevation.
Yeah.
But, you know, so what the big takeaway so far is that the focus on the preventative aspect of how you can start today in order to take better care of your heart health?
Well, my recommendation for people is always to choose one thing at a time, right? Because if you try to choose all eight things that Kim was talking about at once, you're going to be overwhelmed. So bite-sized pieces. So if it's you want to work on your diet first, you know, choose one aspect of your diet. I'm going to decrease my red meat consumption. I'm going to decrease my alcohol. I'm going to increase my vegetable consumption, something like that, and make it manageable and keep adding more things and always striving to be better. Exercise is also very important, but it doesn't have to be I'm going to the gym, right? We can go for a walk at lunch,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which is great. You know, going out and eating your meal and then going for a walk is really, really good for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say about you brought up smoking?
Smoking cessation, so that's very important for cardiovascular health. It does increase your risk factors for stroke, heart attack. So important.
Don't smoke.
Yeah. Or vape.
Or yeah. Right. So nicotine products, right?
Right.
The nicotine itself is not the problem. It's the smoke that you inhale. And
no,
that.
Nicotine's the problem.
Okay. So, yeah. Even if
so
those people
no
put
chewing
those,
even.
Yeah.
If no Z patches or
yes,
whatever
yeah.
those things are.
And
I
what
don't
does
know.
That do to your heart?
I mean, smoking increases your blood pressure, right?
Uh-huh. And nicotine?
Nicotine.
Yeah. Okay.
It narrows your vessels. So if you're thinking of it, like in your brain it does, it's a little bit different, but in your peripheral vessels it narrows them. So whenever you get smaller vessels, you have worse circulation.
Oh, the circulation. Okay. So I think people need to hear that, yeah. So the circulation.
You're killing me, girls.
No,
ladies,
so the
you're
so
killing
the,
me right now.
But the circulation would be like, not, you know, all of your body, so maybe that would be like, and of course, if you, along with maybe not a good diet with high sodium, then you're achy and not flowing correctly.
Right. If the blood doesn't flow to your heart or your brain, you have a stroke or a heart attack. Mm-hmm. That's just very the basic.
Yeah. Or peripheral vascular disease, mm-hmm. so you get decreased blood flow to your feet, which leads to amputations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. Very painful for your feet if just walking. You think people come in and I have pins and needles in my feet. I can't walk. So then that limits your ability to move and be active, which leads to other more issues overall in the body.
Okay. All right. So we're hearing that exercise, everything we've been hearing for years. Dr. Khan told me 15 years ago on this show, if you do nothing else but walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to increase your life by 5 years. And every time he comes in, he leaves me these little nuggets, like heart attacks mostly occur on Christmas Day. That's what he said.
I don't know. I think that stress during the holidays can certainly play a role. There's like these holiday hearts that are well documented. So sure.
Anytime that's going to put an inordinate amount of stress
right.
on people, especially nowadays where you can't sit down without getting into an argument.
So now that we have this Go Red sold out luncheon that Lynn Ann puts on, and you think about heart health. You're like, I am so stressed out trying to put this thing together. Mm-hmm. But know that you've got the lined up experts, and everyone is totally supportive of you. And
I'm going to my first one.
Thank you for that. It's such an important message, and it does it. What's been proven over the years is that the message remains just as important to people, and they're more interested because our audience keeps growing and the audience changes and gets younger every year. So I'm so grateful that people are willing to still come out and spend part of their day to really understand what's going on, because it's not just about the heart itself. Like these women have shared this morning, it's about how you take care of yourself overall. And that's really what we want to communicate to people specifically at Go Reading, and specific to women, because they do present so differently in terms of heart issues, and also all that we manage in a day of our life. So we need some support and some help.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to remind everybody about the Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser. It's going to be Friday, February the 20th. Celebrate the 10th anniversary of Veterans Flags and Flowers, started by a young man right here, Preston Sharp. Preston has been invited to the White House several times, has been in Congress for the work he's done about making sure that veterans are remembered on holidays, other special occasions with flags and flowers. For more information, you go to PrestonSharp.net. Or call April Sharp at 530-515-3825. It's a 501c. It's nonprofit. You buy your tickets. It's going to be at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6, raffle prizes, live auction. Help support honoring veterans every day. And we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Every date comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
And welcome back to this final edition here of our last segment of the show. Looks like we're going to have around 60 will be our highs today. If you're just looking outside, mostly cloudy, then a chance of rain, and as well as tonight, overnight lows of 44. We're here with Shasta Regional and Lynn Ann Foster. We're with the experts here this morning, talking about that this is Women's Heart Health Month. Go Red is this Friday. We've had our experts here. We've got a few minutes to close out, like, our takeaways.
Jessica Canby, who is the cardiologist, nurse practitioner, and Kim Weatherby, who is the stroke nurse, the stroke queen. And we've talked about symptoms. We've talked about, diet. And exercise and Jessica has really hit on, and Kim have really hit on things that women, this is the biggest killer for women.
For everybody. Well, you for said that.
Well, it is for everybody, but women have a tendency, theirs are more, serious in the sense they get them later. They have a tendency to ignore it, push through it, and where men will react quicker.
And more women die from stroke than men. So they're typically more severe.
And now, is that also because they present later?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, what is there? I've heard that you give somebody an aspirin if it looks like stroke. No.
Don't do anything. Call 911. Because the problem is you have swallowing issues and different issues with stroke, and the risk of bleeding is higher. So really, you just want to call 911 and get them to the hospital as soon as possible.
So you're thinking of a heart attack.
Right.
Oh, heart attack! You give them. You give them that.
Right. Well, you don't know when somebody passes out in front of you. Are they having a diabetic coma? Are they having a stroke? If you don't know, is an expert or a heart attack?
Right. So you wouldn't be able to know. Like no. if Kim passed out right now, I wouldn't know why.
Right. No.
But the one thing we should all know is once their face starts turning purple. Is how to do CPR.
Yes, hands-only CPR. If you don't know, need to take a class.
You got
to
make, yes.
And you can save a life.
This is one thing that Seattle did decades ago. They had these huge classes on CPR free for their residents. And there was a lot of lives saved during that. Mm-hmm. How many of you really know how to do the pressure, where to put your hands, and get the blood, keep the blood flowing until an emergency gets there? Do you know how to do it?
No.
You can learn it already.
Yeah. Yes. So Shasta Regional, every year, multiple times a year, goes to community events where we teach hands-only CPR.
Yes, we do.
And believe it or not, when you're in the backcountry horsemen of California, before you take any classes, you've got to have a CPR card and a first aid card.
Smart. That's very smart.
On what to do. And this is for anything. So I would love to see this. You know, you want to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, have 10,000 of us out there learning how to do CPR in our town. Save countless lives, in my opinion, until they could get to you. In other words, you're just doing it until you get emergency people there.
So our takeaway, we have, I know you have a list there of some essential, life's essential. What's some of our takeaways today as we close the show?
Well, if nothing else, remember that, so the American Heart has, it's called Life's Essential 8. Google Life Essential 8 and it will come up for you. And then they'll have, it's
life,
very... Life's Essential 8.
Eight.
It's
the number, 8.
Okay.
For healthy, for good. And it's to help with, and with everything we talked about, eat better, be more active, quit tobacco, get healthy sleep, manage blood pressure, manage blood sugar, control cholesterol, and manage your weight.
So all the things we've been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
Is the this I shouldn't say it's not an epidemic, but what is that stuff called? You know, the injectables.
So you want to talk about obesity now?
Yeah, but isn't that? I mean, if all these people that are using it, that it. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to, you know, it's for diabetes, but so many people are using it to cut their weight. I mean,
so it's FDA approved for obesity with some kind of cardiovascular risk factor. Not all insurance are going to pay for it.
Right.
Even if you meet the criteria, there are cardiovascular benefits that are documented and being researched still.
Mm-hmm.
There are injectables. There's now a pill form. Don't know how if it, how well that works and compared to the injectables.
People, one of the big things is weight, and America tends to be obese.
Can I just say,
the
only thing I have issues with some of this stuff is if you're going to be on it, you still have to do a healthy diet. I feel like sometimes we look at, oh, 100%. I'm on this, and so they don't eat correctly. And so there's you can be skinny and sick. You don't.
Oh, no. No.
So, I mean, healthy is the criteria, right? So be active and strong physically is more important than being skinny.
Okay.
I agree with that. And then, too, like what Dr. Kahn had said earlier, is that, you know, 20 minutes of walking around the block a day. You know, I'm religious about doing my Pilates twice a week. And I run around a lot doing errands. But it's not like a continuous walk. So that would be the other implementation.
Yeah, you need to get your cardiovascular exercise in. And it should be a walk with intention. You're not, like, taking a leisurely stroll.
Yeah,
you're going out to walk.
You're not taking your dog for
moving
a walk.
Moving those
because
on.
Because that's not, unless
you're
out.
Take your dog for a walk, but don't let him stop every 5 seconds. To
You want to take your big dog that drags you along.
No, he stops every 5 seconds so he can.
That's the first 30 minutes. Yeah. The second 30 minutes is when you.
Right.
That's when you get
back. So you got to get an hour in.
That's right. And then you get at that point where you get more than that because now you're carrying him home in the second 30 minutes.
There you go.
So you're getting your strength training at the same time.
We should time what it is to leave the studio, walk downtown. And do a loop and then come back. We should time what that is and see.
I do that frequently, and it's less than 30 minutes. Uh-huh. So you could do it on your lunch.
You could have a route that is 30
But you don't need to do it all at once. You know, so if you're breaking it up. Yeah, so as long as you're getting 30 minutes, you could do 10 minutes here or 15 minutes, you know, just get those 30 minutes
in. So it's not a continuous, but you've got to get your heart rate.
It doesn't have to be.
You need to get your heart rate up for 30 minutes.
You know, and I'm happy if you're walking.
That's
right. I have an Apple Watch, and my goal is 10,000 steps a day.
Okay.
And so the good, it's, you know, you don't need an Apple Watch, but when I get there and I only, if I have 8,000 steps and I get home and I'm tired, I'm like, it does motivate me because I'm very competitive to say, you got 2,000 more steps to do, babe.
Oh.
Get up. So I'm just saying, sometimes if you need a little motivation, and my watch tells me to get up every hour too, it's time to stand.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
So, I mean, there's just tools that work for you. It doesn't work for everybody, but it is a little, for me, a little motivating when my watch tells me to.
So when you get home and you've done 8 and you've got two more to do, do you go out and walk around the block or do you do it? You think you can do it at home?
I do it at home. I have an acre.
Oh, okay.
So I go and I feed all the squirrels and the birds and the cats and the dogs. And then, you know, my dog has since passed away, which makes me sad, but he would run around and walk with me. And it was, it's like, you know, and so, but that's my piece.
Yeah.
Too, actually.
I do my treadmill.
Right.
Okay.
So.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I would do a treadmill if I had one, but I still, I don't really have one.
You've got an acre of a treadmill.
There you go. There you go.
And
you
then Lynn Ann, and her chickens and her farm.
Yeah.
So. You know, I admire people can be on a treadmill or a Peloton.
Yeah.
Because you folk, if you can do that for 30 minutes, you know, when I do, when I warm up, I'll get on the treadmill. And about 10 minutes is agony for me because I just, it's hard for me.
So my treadmill has Netflix on it.
Right.
All right. So you
you watch a baseball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. I guess they, I guess they offer
something
that
you can feed your brain and your body at the same time.
So. Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies. For
being what a great
today.
Day.
And
thank
Friday,
you.
Friday,
see you Friday.
Is a sold out event for Go Red.
So fun.
And Lynn
Ann. You do such a wonderful
job. Such a rock star. You do this.
And Kim and Jessica, thank you so much for being with us.
Lightning
today.
Us. Yes.
And
aren't they fabulous?
And leaving us that kind of stuff. Yeah, because we'll
you guys are great.
We'll be good on that for a week. Maybe two.
No, we
think?
Need to implement some things. So we've talked about that. Like you said, one thing at a time.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it all or you'll get burned out.
Instead of focusing on stopping something that you really love, try to add something that's good for you that you enjoy too.
That's the best thing. Or pair something that you don't like with something that you do like.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've got to trick your brain.
Right.
Joy of cooking. We need to get back into the kitchen
there
together.
You go.
Yeah.
And, and remember, you got to go to the doctor. You're not healthy if you haven't been to the doctor in years. You don't know.
Know your numbers. Know your numbers.
Get to the doctor.
Know your numbers.
Thank you. Now, tomorrow, we've got sheriff. No, ma'am. Is this the second week of February?
Yes.
Chamber of Commerce is going to join us. And we're going to have Nancy Hill from Axiom and all this other stuff that's doing. So. Everybody, have a great day. It's going to be rainy here for the next couple of days until Friday, so take care out there, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.